From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The race for Utah's 4th congressional district kicked off in earnest this weekend. The swing district voted for Trump in 2016 and narrowly elected Utah's lone Democrat in Congress, Ben McAdams, 2 years later in 2018. Several candidates held kickoff events or started gathering signatures on Saturday. KUER's Sonia Hudson paid them a visit.
Republican candidate and State Representative Kim Coleman officially launched her campaign at its headquarters in West Jordan. She came at McAdams hard for his party line vote to impeach President Donald Trump.
He had the choice between representing this district and the swamp, and he chose the swamp.
Over in Harriman, Jay McFarland, another Republican candidate and a former radio talk show host, helped his campaign kick off its signature gathering.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Jay McFarland.
I've made it my career of knowing all sides of an issue. When you come to a debate or a compromise, if you're going to get things done, you have to know what the other side wants.
As for McAdams, his campaign didn't have any organized signature gathering this weekend. He says he's not really focused on the election.
The best thing I can do right now is just stay focused on working hard and serving the people of Utah.
BYU political science professor Quinn Monson, who worked in 2018 as a pollster for the district's former representative, Mia Love, says currently there's no reason for McAdams to be concerned about his reelection. He's raised 10 times as much money as his most well-funded competitor. And as incumbent, he has the name recognition.
Ben McAdams is the odds-on favorite to get reelected. And that's somewhat surprising in the sense that he only won narrowly in 2018.
Monson says the race would get competitive if a bigger name in politics entered, like Republican Mia Love, whom McAdams unseated. She told the Deseret News last week she's considering it. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A Sundance Film Festival program designed to increase diversity among media covering the annual event in Park City boomed in popularity in the initiative's second year. 51 journalists were selected this year out of a pool of 319 to receive travel stipends provided by the program. More than 80% are minority journalists. Most of the chosen writers are women. About half are LGBTQ. A quarter are people with disabilities. Sundance officials created the Press Inclusion Program in 2018 after a study found two-thirds of movie critics were white men. The festival opens January 23rd and runs through February 2nd. A new study says the number of suicides by drug overdose in Utah may have been underreported by more than a third. The study published in the journal Suicide and Life-Threatening Behavior came to that conclusion after looking at 2,665 overdose deaths from 2012 to 15 in Utah. One of the paper's authors, Paul Niestat, says the nation's opioid epidemic has clouded suicide classification across the country. Utah's suicide rate is above the national average, last year at 22.7 per 100,000 people, compared to the national 14 per 100,000. According to the study, that rate could be significantly higher. Two Mountain West states require physicians to tell women seeking an abortion that they could reverse the process if it's induced by medication. Women rarely choose to back out of the process once it has started. And as Madeline Beck reports, a new study finds it could be dangerous if they do.
Idaho and Utah laws say women need to know that this reversal is possible if they only take one of two abortion-inducing pills and see a doctor for treatment. There weren't any studies in medical journals about this, so Mitchell Crennan started researching it with a team at the University of California, Davis. But some of the women in the study started hemorrhaging dangerously after taking only the one pill.
So this happened in 3 people out of 12 that we treated. There was something not right there. And that's why we needed to stop the study, because it wasn't safe.
Crennan says lawmakers may be underinformed about what these laws mean and what risks are involved. Utah lawmaker Kevin Stratton sponsored the state's law. He's seen Crennan's study, but says the law should still stand because doctors can still inform women about the possible side effects. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
The Navajo Nation says it's working with Congress to fund the tribe's proposed Department of Medical Examiners. Navajo Law and Order Committee Chairwoman Eugenia Charles Newton says the panel is seeking full funding in an environment with overworked criminal investigators. They've been handling deaths on the sprawling reservation that spans 3 states, devoting about 40% of their time to serve as coroners. This has also created a problem for recruiting criminal investigators, some of whom are turned off by the extra duty as medical examiner. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.